There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Follow the Money on a Friday morning, Black Friday. Sean King, Matt Eumann's in here, sitting in for Paul Howard and Mitch Moss. It's kind of like, Sean, you've been a starting quarterback. And, you know, I played some quarterback, too, when I was younger in football. Now we're backup quarterbacks today.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. And I'm also fan number one. My alma mater today, when and we're in.
That's right.
Noon Eastern kick. I'm out of a jacket because I'm in my Tulane sweatshirt. Roll wave. Let's go.
Green wave. We'll talk about that. A lot of college football on today's show. Great guest lineup. Nigel Seeley. Live from where?
Qatar. I'm going with Qatar. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, charge it to my head, not my heart. It looks like Qatar when I read it, so I'm going with Qatar, man.
We had a debate before the show. There are three different ways it was proposed to us. You can pronounce Qatar, Qatar, or Qatar. Would be supposedly the proper pronunciation. Nigel Seeley, live from there today from the World Cup. It's going to be great to have him on. Hour number two, Aaron Renning, professional sports bettor from Vegas, going to talk association, also NFL and college football. And the final hour today, how about this? Tim Brando, he's going to be fired up. I predict that. He's going to be talking about Lane Kiffin and the SEC. And Jimmy Ott from Bet Rivers and ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, who you know, Sean, a friend of ours.
He's got to be fired up, Matt. I mean,
Jimmy's got to be fired up,
when
too.
When LSU lost LSU to FSU. Yeah. To start the year, if you would have said you guys are in a win-and-end situation in the SEC championship, the majority of that fan base would have looked at you like you were crazy. And that's where LSU really sits.
LSU's already in the SEC championship.
I was talking college football playoff.
Yeah. Oh,
college football. Because they lost to Florida State. Yeah. They were like, oh, we hired the wrong guy. Now, if they win, they're going to be in.
You know, I bet LSU's win total over 6.5, and after I lost to Florida State, I'm like, man, I'm going to be sweating this out. No sweat,
no
Sean.
Sweat.
No sweat.
What a coaching job.
9 wins for Brian Kelly in his debut season in Baton Rouge. All right, let's get to football on Thanksgiving, and we're going to kick it off with Patriots-Vikings. A little bit of controversy in Minneapolis last night. Mitch Moss, regular host of the show, tweeted last night, gonna need a refund on Patriots plus 3. And he put it up there with a video of Hunter Henry's TD catch in the fourth quarter, where it sure appeared to be a TD catch. It was reviewed, overruled, said when he went to the ground, he did not control the ball, touched the ground, popped loose in his hands. He made a two-handed grab. Sean, I guess by the letter of the law, you can argue that it was a proper overturn by the officials, but I don't know anyone who watched this game who didn't have a bet on the Vikings or was a Vikings fan who said, okay, that's a good call. I like it, because it sure as heck looked like a touchdown pass. Even after you watched the replay 30 times, I thought Hunter Henry made a great play. He had control of the ball, broke the plane, comes down, hits the ground, never really lost control of the ball when he hit the ground, but it's overruled. Patriots kick a field goal instead of a touchdown. And they lose by 7 instead of 4.
Now, Mitch had a ticket that he wanted to refund. Was it Paulie?
Mitch had a Patriots plus 3.
So I feel bad for Mitch, because unlike any of our guys here at VSiN, to lose their bets. But I was also raised by Tony Dungy. We had a sign in the locker room. It said, no excuses, no explanations. So for anybody that thinks that altered the game, that was a first down play. They were on the 15, so who's to say that the subsequent second and third down? At that time, Minnesota had kind of gained the momentum in the game. I will say this, though, Matt. Even though Minnesota won, I just don't believe in the Vikings. I mean, that defense was atrocious for the majority of that game. They couldn't run the ball. I mean, they couldn't gain 2-3 yards, you know, on any particular run. So I see a lot of deficiencies for this Vikings team. I actually had the Vikings in this game, so, of course, I was on the edge of my seat. But I'm not going to blame it on the Adam Thielen play. Officiating across the board yesterday probably left a little bit to be desired. At the end of the day, Patriots had an opportunity to close that game out. I know Bill Belichick probably has the entire team in a meeting right now, because his baby is special teams. And if we're being honest, it wasn't a blown call to Adam Thielen. It was the Patriots special teams across the board that cost them that game.
Well, if you look at the Patriots, Mac Jones passed for 382 yards. I thought a pretty good performance by Mac. But in the red zone, Patriots 0-for-3 in terms of getting touchdowns. You had the replay reversal on the Henry apparent touchdown. 5 defensive penalties led to Minnesota first downs.
It was a sloppy game.
3-for-10 on third down, and the defense, which had been a shutdown defense in the past couple games, allowed 358 total yards to the Vikings. So you're right. And also, the Hunter Henry play was in the late third quarter, by the way, and the Patriots went scoreless in the fourth quarter. So you can't cry too much if you had the Pats. And the points last night, 33-26. I did not like the replay on the Hunter Henry. I hated it, in fact. I hated the overturn on the Hunter Henry apparent touchdown, but that's the NFL today.
And you know what? The Patriots defense, I think, was vastly overrated. Since October 2nd, here are the quarterbacks they faced, Matt. Jared Goff, Jacoby Brissett, Justin Fields, before he turned into, like, that kind of was his coming out game, Justin, running the football, but no one's afraid of him sitting in the pocket, you know, blitzkrieging you for 500 yards.
He looked like Michael Vick in his prime against the Patriots that night.
They got Zach Wilson twice and Sam Ellinger.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the stats or statistics were kind of, you know, jaded in their favor based on the level of competition. Kirk Cousins, take your hat off to him. He's taking a lot of criticism, justifiably so, for his performances in primetime games. But I thought Kirk really stood in there and made some plays down the stretch to help the Vikings secure the win.
Yeah, 33-26 the final, and it flies over the total, too. And I think there was
all three games went over.
Right. It was a high-scoring Thanksgiving, and I think there was sharper money on the unders yesterday. But that's good for the public when you get games flying over the total, and that one did in terms of 42.5, even with the Patriots going scoreless in the fourth quarter. Anyway, the Vikings bounced back from that 40-3 loss, that embarrassing loss to the Cowboys the previous week. So they're back to 9-2 as we head into the meat of week 12 into the weekend. Vikings 9-2 and the Patriots 6-5. I want to ask you quick quiz question here, Sean King. Thanks or no thanks It's a Thanksgiving theme. Thanks or no thanks? The Patriots are a playoff team.
No thanks.
No thanks. No, that's what I thought you would say.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to
Toughest division in football. We thought it was going to be the AFC West, but it's actually
AFC East.
AFC East.
No question. NFC East is tough, too, and the Cowboys at the top of that, almost at the top of that division, trying to get to the top. The Eagles are on top right now. But the Cowboys yesterday come back from a 13-7 halftime deficit with 21 straight points in the second half. But we have point spread drama. We have shenanigans at the end of this game, Sean King. And if you laid the points with the Cowboys, it might have ruined your Thanksgiving dinner. Daniel Jones drives the Giants 64 yards in a minute, and his TD pass with 8 seconds left puts the score over the total and gets the Giants in the back door 28-20. And somebody who took 10 with the Giants, that turned turned it into a happy Thanksgiving for me, Sean King.
Yeah.
I thought at halftime I was sitting in pretty good position with the Giants up 6, but, man, things fell apart quickly in the second half.
Yeah, I was on here peacocking yesterday. I kept telling everyone that would listen, this game had Giants cover written all over it. I thought actually Giants would have a chance to win outright.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a microcosm of how the NFL season has gone. Dallas looked spectacular last week versus the Vikings. Giants got beat up from start to finish versus the Lions at home.
Yeah.
Looks like the Giants are showing up with a JV team. 13-7 at the half.
Yep.
This looked like a game that the Giants were going to actually win outright. And I really question, and I'm a big Brian Daboll fan, but I just don't get going for it backed up in a one-point game on fourth down. A great play call. Daniel Jones turned into Daniel Jones. He's got Barkley wide open. He throws it in the dirt. But to me, that kind of gave Dallas the momentum. So I don't feel bad if he had Dallas because this looked like a Giants cover the entire game, you know, when I had plus 10. So I was rooting for it. I feel bad for people that had the under. I don't feel bad for people that had Dallas.
Puts it over the total with 8 seconds left. Over the total, 45.5. And Daniel Jones' late TD pass does it for the underdog and the over, 28-20 in Dallas yesterday. Dak Prescott with 2 picks in that game, and that helped keep the Giants in it. Saquon Barkley has been shut down in the last 2 games, Sean King, and the Giants aren't going to do much offensively when that happens. He had 15 carries for 22 yards against the Lions in that loss previous week, and 11 carries for 39 yards against the Cowboys. So Dallas defense shuts down Saquon Barkley. Let's wrap it up in Detroit where the day started. And, wow, this is a great finish. And, again, Dan Campbell and the Lions find a way to lose a game. This time it doesn't even have to go to overtime. It looked like we were headed there. The Bills 28-25 on a Tyler Bass field goal with 2 seconds left. And the Bills went 3 plays, 48 yards, and 21 seconds to set up the winner.
You know, it's interesting, and this is kind of a big picture thought, Matt, and I've had to learn this. You know, been in broadcasting since I stopped playing. When you have a narrative going into a season and you have overwhelming information that that narrative is wrong, if you're objective, you have to change your opinion. So I don't want to see anybody that has Buffalo in the top 3 of their power rankings because they're a very average football team right now, outplayed by the Lions, out-physical by the Lions. Obviously, something's wrong with Josh Allen. But at the end of the day, come on, Dan Campbell. I mean, you're down 3. You're at home. You're playing for the field goal. From the start of that drive, Detroit was trying to position themselves for the field goal.
All right, Sean King, you're fired up about the World Cup. I couldn't get you to stop talking about it right before the show. All soccer fans, lace up your cleats, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. The World Cup's in full swing. Now is the perfect time to check out Bet Rivers. Log into Bet Rivers every single match day and get a free $10 bet when you place a wager of at least $25. Bet Rivers has all the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect match day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on all of the action. Bet Rivers Sportsbook at BetRivers.com. We come back, win some, lose some. Stay tuned.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, if you're like Sean King and your life is all about soccer, raise him up and head to Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. With the World Cup in full swing, it's the perfect time to check out Bet Rivers. Log in to Bet Rivers for every single match and get a free $10 bet on match day when you place a wager of at least $25. Bet Rivers has all the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect match day experience. Again, go to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today to get in on the World Cup action. Nigel Seeley with us in 15 minutes from Qatar. Aaron Renning from Las Vegas, professional sports bettor, joins us now. ER, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I imagine late last night you're busy capping the NBA card. The association filled 14 games here on Black Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to be with you guys. Certainly happy Thanksgiving weekend to everyone. Boy, it's one of the best betting weekends, long weekend of the year. But you're right, Matt. I always liked that no NBA on Thanksgiving. But, yeah, you get the big card on Wednesday and Friday surrounding it.
I think you were like Sean King and I. You got a little bit fortunate with the Giants and the over yesterday, right? How was your Thanksgiving from a football perspective?
Well, I'll tell you what, the turkey and the mashed potatoes and gravy tasted a heck of a lot better after the Giants scored that touchdown. Yeah. So, you know, I have to say it hasn't been my year in football, but that certainly helps.
Aaron, hashtag never in doubt, brother. Yeah. Never in doubt.
There's no sweat about that one. All right, you're going to talk football with Sean King here in a minute, and I want to start with you and tip it off in the association. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers have surprised some people. They're 12-6. They've won 4 in a row. Cavs are at Milwaukee today. I see a total of 217 on this game. The Bucks, 2.5, 3-point home favorites. How are you going to play the Cavs-Bucks game?
Great game, guys. I mean, this is the marquee game of the night in the NBA. As you mentioned, both teams doing well. Cleveland, 12-6 straight up, but also 12-6 against the spread. They started out really well, And then they hit that little lull. Head coach calls them out, fat cats, etc. And, boy, they really came on and really tuned in, I think, defensively more than anything since they were called out. But they've came back with some really strong efforts since then. Right now, four straight wins, four straight covers. Three of those games going under the total, but they've held the opposition with the last three games, 96, 102, and 87. Also, with, you know, LeVert's out for this game, Kevin Love's out, so it takes away a little bit from this team offensively. Meanwhile, the Bucks, once again, just trying to get through the regular season. Chris Middleton not available yet. Giannis has sat out a couple games. Drew Holiday as well. You know, when I evaluate this team in the preseason, guys, you know, up and down this roster, they are just full of plus defenders, which doesn't happen a lot in today's NBA. But again, you know, Holiday, Hill, Carter, the exception probably Grayson Allen, but obviously Giannis, Brooke Lopez back in the fold of the regular season. So I think two teams that are, you know, can be top seven, top five from a defensive perspective. The Bucks haven't played with quite as fast tempo as well. Cleveland happy to play kind of a slow game. So I'm going to go under the total in this one tonight.
All right, got a couple more plays here in the association. And it's surprising to me, really surprising to see the Golden State at 9-10 right now, 1-9 on the road. But tonight the Warriors are at home. The Utah Jazz 12-8. I know a lot of people thought the Jazz are going to be rebuilding this season, but right now having a better season. Jazz catching 7 or 7.5 at Golden State, total of 239.5 here at Circus Sports.
Yeah, two teams I've been able to profit off pretty good so far this season. I've been fading Golden State just about as much as possible. They seem, or they kind of want to pull out of it the slump here, winning three of their last four. And, you know, the one loss against New Orleans, they sat everybody out, scored 83 points in that game. So they're slowly turning around. I think defensively they're still finding it, having issues with them. I was on with Paulie and Mitch a couple weeks ago. I talked about how I've been riding the Utah Jazz. I think they covered that night. Since then, they haven't been so good. 2-5 against the spread. So coming back to earth to a certain degree, they're missing Mike Conley. Kind of the heart and soul of this team right now, the one constant really from last season. So he's out, hurts them a little bit, but with that said, I'm going to go to the well one more time. I'm going to go with the Jazz here plus the points, see if they can get inside the number.
All right, give me a 30-second handicap on this Blazers-Knicks game before Sean King hits you up on the NFL. You're playing the dog. You're taking the points with the Blazers, right?
Yes, I am. I'm on Portland here. I mean, this is a very tough spot for the Knicks off a five-game road trip out west at Utah, Denver, Golden State, Phoenix, wrapped it up against Oklahoma City the other night. Come home, I guess, Tuesday night, have Thanksgiving, obviously, and then got to come back on their home court. Always kind of a tricky situation. Portland without Lillard, but they've been playing pretty good defense, so I'm going to give them a roll here, plus points.
As we move to the National Football League, we have Aaron Renning here, professional capper here in Vegas. You can follow him on Twitter at ERSports1. If there was ever an example of why the NFL, I think, needs to expand the rosters, it's Chargers cards. I mean, the guys on the injured list, or that list is longer than maybe the guys that are going to be on the sideline, but the cards do get Kyler Murray back. It does seem like Keenan Allen is finally healthy for the Chargers. I think Mike Williams and that ankle will be a game-time decision, but would you like a side or a total in Chargers versus cards?
Yeah, Sean, I like this. I like a total in this one, and I'm going to like this one over the total. You mentioned the depleted roster here. Certainly the Chargers, from a defensive standpoint, have missed Bosa, having a hard time pressuring the quarterback. You could just see this team's defense really wilt down the stretch the last couple of games for the most part. And, you know, Herbert, for the, you know, the quarterback here for the Chargers obviously got banged up early in the season with that rib injury, whatever exactly it was. I think against Kansas City in that game, was not definitely not the same quarterback coming back. I mean, it took him a good two, three, 4 weeks, maybe a month, but I thought he looked much, much better here the last couple of weeks against San Francisco and Kansas City. You mentioned Keenan Allen back. Certainly helps him from the wide receiver position to give him some weapons. So I think this offense is looking up. Arizona, I mean, boy, this is a tough situation for the Cardinals. Obviously off that Mexico game on Monday Night Football, come back here. And note also three division games off the games against Seattle, the Rams, and San Francisco. And we've had all these division games go under the total low scoring this year. Ironically, all three of those games for Arizona have gone over the total. And you mentioned Kyler Murray, hopefully back in the fold. Of course, they get Hopkins back about 3 weeks ago, maybe get Brown back as well. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a rejuvenation on offense, so I like this game over the total.
I know one person who hopes you're right, and that's Chargers head coach Brandon Staley. A lot of reports out there that Sean Payton is eyeing that Chargers job if he decides to turn to the sideline. The next game we're going to talk about is Colts-Steelers, and I just got to say, the Steelers kind of, it irks me because Mike Tomlin had like this really cool stat, never under 500 as a head coach of the Steelers. And listen, if they get above 500 sitting at 3-7, they give him coach of the year. Well, who do you like in Colts versus Steelers?
Yeah, I've been on the Colts the last couple of weeks with the coaching change. I'm going to let it ride. Once again, 2-0 at least against the spread, 1-1 straight up. But, you know, they obviously needed some sort of spark, some sort of change. I like the move back to Matt Ryan at the quarterback position. I mean, a lot for this game kind of comes down to, you know, the pressure that the Steelers create or not create on Ryan at the quarterback position. You know, he struggled with pressure. The offensive line has given it up, but you know, the Steelers have just not been able to generate pressure whatsoever. I think the 30th in the NFL, T.J. Watt back last week, boy, it just didn't seem to help them. I mean, they give up 37 to Cincinnati on their home field. So that was disappointing, not a great sign moving forward. And rookie quarterback here on the road, Colts basically just got a win. So take another shot here with the Colts.
Man, that's why I love America. Listen, people are backing Jeff Saturday with a guy named PlayStation Parks calling the plays. I love it. Aaron, man, go get you some of those leftovers. Oh, what?
One more to hit on real quick. College football. We got about 30 seconds for this one, ER. You and I on the same page here. Wisconsin minus 3 against Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to be impressed with anything Minnesota's done all season long. Just not that impressive. They have lost the big games. Boy, a tough one last week to lose pretty much at the buzzer against Iowa. Lose all hope here in this conference. Meanwhile, Wisconsin had I did not like this team coming into the season. I like the move to get rid of Chris. I think they're playing for Leonard in this game. Yep. So see if we get a Wisconsin game or Wisconsin runaway with it here.
I like it. I'm on it too. Aaron Renning, follow him on Twitter at ER Sports One. ER, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Great stuff.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right. Nigel Seeley on deck. Back here in a couple minutes on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, it's the day after Turkey Day, but how about this Black Friday deal you can score with VSiN? The new VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. That and a lot more. This is a limited-time Black Friday offer. Sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday. Get VSiN.com/subscribe. All right, let's get to Nigel Seeley. He is at the World Cup. During the break, Sean King's trying to figure out scenarios to get the USA to the next stage. I said, man, don't lose any sleep over that, trying to figure that out. Nigel, how about the England-USA game today? Do you think it's going to be one-sided?
Well, that's what happy Thanksgiving for you and everyone too. Yesterday. All my friends in America and followers saying, have you had a lovely day with your friends and family? But today is a different day. I don't want you to have a good day today. I don't want you to have any fun today. I want you to be miserable because I want England to win tonight. Joking aside, I think that the American football team this evening, the soccer team, has got to be play the game of their life if they're going to challenge England. The form line from the first match, we saw the Americans play really, really well in the first half against Wales. And we've just seen Wales lose 2-0 to Iran, which is a team that England's put 6 past. So the form line doesn't look very good. The only thing I would say is that England probably can go in a little bit more relaxed. evening, knowing that a win will see them through as group winners. A draw is probably a good result for them as well. But for the American perspective, even if they lose to England tonight, they can go into the final game against Iran knowing they can beat Iran and they progress through to the last 16, which is probably not a bad position. I think the American fans would like that, have a shot in the last game against the group minnow. So for the betting tonight, I think it's going to be quite an entertaining game. I think that the one thing about the England soccer side is however good they are going forward and in forward positions, they probably are one of the best teams in the competition. They do have problems defensively. Their defence is quite slow, and I think the Americans have got a lot of speed in their offence that could cause the English problems. I'm not 100% certain about the English goalkeeper. He's a big game player, plays very, very well, but I'm not 100% certain about it. And I think if the Americans play with a very high tempo tonight, I think they could score against England. So for me, being an Englishman who works on an American television show with you guys, the best thing for me to do is to have a bet on both teams to score yes. It's very impartial. I can cheer on the result and everyone can cash on a winner if there's goals. But I think it's a game that there could be goals. I would expect England to have too much quality. And I think they can win the game by making tactical substitutions in the second half and the Americans are going to get quite tired. But I think England's extra strength in their squad is the big difference here. So I'm expecting a good game, an entertaining game, but I think England will just edge it. But I do think both teams will score.
Nigel, right here at Circus Sports, totals 2.5, over minus 105, England minus 210 to win, and the draw plus 330. So I'm thinking you're going to say play England and over 2.5?
I probably would. I think England will win tonight. I think they've just got too much quality. But yeah. I do feel that the Americans, the tactic the Americans have to go is that you've got one shot, you've got to go at it. There's no point in paying any respect to the English. If you pay them respect and you sit back, this is what the Iranians did, and they can put six past you. You've got to go at them because England do have frailties in defensive positions. The central defence of Harry Maguire and John Stones, they're not top-level defenders for me. And I think they've got to claim no respect and really go at it. And if they can get a draw, they're in a great position going into the final game, knowing they can progress through. But I think the way the group has panned out for the Americans, they have a shot, whatever happens tonight, of getting through to the last 16. And I think if you ask any USA soccer fan or any better, if you had a shot in the last game against Iran, you would be very happy and you'd be confident of your chances. So, I think England will win. I'm looking at probably 2-1, 3-1 to England. But I think it'll be quite tight in the first half. But I think as the game goes on, England's extra quality and the players they can bring off the substitute bench to change it up a bit will get them over the line.
Nigel, going into the initial match versus Wales, I'm a person, I'm trying to find anytime goal scorers. So I heard a lot about Christian Pulisic, plays for Chelsea. But I really came away from that game really impressed by Timothy Weah. He was the guy that seemed like his skill, creativity, touch was on the level of some of the higher skill players that I see at France, England, Brazil. Can I kind of back him maybe to find the back of the net in this contest?
First of all, I think he's a long way off some of the top players in European football. I think he's a good young talent. His father, George Weah, obviously had a huge career playing in AC Milan and some of the top clubs in European football. He's nowhere near as good as his father was, but he's got potential. The one thing he has got is pace. And I feel that the Americans, their best chance of beating England is with pace. And obviously when you get pace on you, you can give free kicks in dangerous positions. You can give penalties. There have been an awful lot of penalties in this World Cup. The referees have been giving penalties away and issuing penalties. So I think that raw pace can bring in. But I think if you're looking for a goal threat, Pulisic has to be the best bet because he's going to be the person on those set pieces. But I thought Pulisic had a very poor game in the first match against Wales. And I'd be very disappointed from an American perspective because they were excellent in the first half. They should have been 2-0 up. They should have put the game to bed in the first half. They should have been sitting here with a win. But in the second half, the Welsh made a couple of substitutions. And what they did is they put a big, big centre-forward on and they ruffled the Americans. And the Americans didn't know really how to cope with that. England don't have that. Harry Kane comes deep. They've got a much more a young sort of pace players who are more tactical rather than a big unit. So I think there's positives to take from the American side here. And the positives will be if you can get one-on-one situations with England's defenders from the central point of view, positions, Harry Maguire, John Stones, then you have a chance. And I would be pushing as much ball as I can through to get that pace onto those defenders to give them a chance, which can create penalties or free kicks. But, I think that, World Cups, when you get to World Cups and you get to big tournaments like this, it's not the 11 players on the team that win it. It's the 24 you've got or the 26 you've got in your squad that you can change, you can rotate. And I think England's extra quality in just that, how many world-class players they have who can change a game up and change their system completely, gives them a huge advantage over teams like the Americans. And, you know, I don't mean this to be derogatory, but the teams that aren't amongst the sort of top 10, the elite teams in international football.
And that's a perfect segue, Nigel, because I was about to mention, you know, Coach Greg Berhalter has kind of come under some, you know, real criticism here because he has a player that seems to be full of talent in Gio Reyna, son of Claudio Reyna, who did not play in the match versus Wales. What can you tell us about your evaluation of Gio Reyna and where he's currently at?
To be fair, I wouldn't be the best person to ask about that. But the one thing that you do find in European, in World Cups and in European Championships is that players come on as the tournament progresses, and the team that starts at the beginning might not be the same. The roster may change all the way through the tournament. So it's an opportunity for these American players tonight to put themselves in the shot window on a world stage. You know, players that I am not familiar with, you know, I'm not going to tell you I know anything about the American team. I have a very limited amount of the American side. On the Bet Rivers work we do, we have a fantastic couple of guys who cover the MLS. It's not really one of the leagues that I cover. So for me, I think it's a great option. You're a young man, you're 22, you're at a World Cup, and you're playing England in a group stage. These opportunities don't come around. So some unearthed talent could come through. The world is watching, and you can get a big money move to the Premier League or to a German League or something like that. So it's a great opportunity for the Americans. I expect them to come out full steam ahead. I expect the tempo to be high tempo. And I expect the one thing you will find with the Americans is that they'll play their hearts out and give it 120%. Whether they have the quality to beat England or match England or go toe-to-toe with England over 90 minutes, I worry for them. But I do think tonight, that the Americans will score a goal. It could be if England are 2-0 up and they may be a little bit complacent, but I do think you will have something to celebrate this evening. And hopefully if anyone cashes a ticket on both teams to score, it's good for everybody.
All right, that's Nigel Seeley live from the World Cup in Qatar. Nigel, in the final 40 seconds, what else is on your betting radar as we look ahead?
I mean, we've got a game coming up in a minute. We've got Holland, who are playing in their game against Ecuador. I think that may be a possibly decent match. I think a draw would suit both sides. I'll be on tomorrow giving you some picks tomorrow. So there's two games to go. I think Holland against Ecuador, I would expect goals in that, over 2.5 goals. And England tonight against the Americans, over 2.5. Maybe a nice parlay. So I think there's going to be some goals. The World Cup games have been quite low scoring, you know, after the heroics we had in the opening couple of games. So they're going back to the norm now, the tradition. But I think there could be some goals today. Both teams are over 2.5 goals in a parlay, would be my bet. But anyway, everyone enjoy it. And hopefully England and America both qualify for the knockout stages.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you making time for us today.
No problem. Take care.
Nigel Seeley from the World Cup. Sean King wrote down those plays. Yeah, he's going to be firing bets right now on the app. He's jumping on the app to fire those bets. Tim Brando, Jimmy Ott in the final hour. Stay tuned.
It's game time, baby!
And you're just lying there? Watching on the couch? Uh-uh, that's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with BetRivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action.
Live in-game bets, live player props, and live player props, and live player props, and live player props.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah, yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Do All right, calling all soccer fans to Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook with the World Cup in full swing. Now's the perfect time to check out Bet Rivers. Log on to Bet Rivers every single match day and get a free $10 bet when you place a wager of at least $25. Bet Rivers has all the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect match day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app today to get in on the action, just like Sean King just did when he punched in those plays from Nigel Seeley. All right, one of my favorite guests and voices of college football, Tim Brando, joins us now from Fox Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Tim Brando. Tim, thanks, man. Appreciate you coming on this morning. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And do you think we just watched Lane Kiffin coach his final game at Ole Miss?
Well, either way, Matt, and happy Thanksgiving to you and to Sean and everyone in at VEASAN. Give my best to the big dog, Brent. And I was traveling much of the day yesterday to get to Kansas City and then to Manhattan, where I've got Kansas and Kansas State tomorrow night, an important game in the Big 12. But to your question, if regardless of what happens, it's just I'm exhausted by it all. Right. Enough already. The tactics of the end of the season from Jimmy Sexton and his client, I just find it's painful to me. It's like, why would you want to do this at a time before your big rivalry game? Why would you want to do this to a team that's clearly been reeling? Coming into last night's game, but they had lost two of their last three, now it's three of their last four. So, my guess is yes. My guess is he probably is gone. But if he's not gone, I think he's done some damage moving forward. I do. So that's my point of view on it.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot of musical chairs. I'm hearing Mike Leach might be retiring at Mississippi State. Matt Rhule may be getting Nebraska. It'll be a fascinating, I guess, next 30 days from a coaching carousel standpoint.
Yep.
Were you surprised? Kansas State, I know Kansas got off to a wonderful start. I think Coach Leipold's doing a great job down there in Manhattan. Of course, Jalen Daniels went down, and they've kind of struggled since. What's your take on the team they're playing, Kansas State? Looks like if they take care of this, they're going to be in the Big 12 championship. Of course, TCU sitting there controlling their destiny. What's your evaluation of this Kansas State squad?
They're really good, Sean. I mean, they are really, really good. Will Howard emerged when he came in for Martinez in the game Spencer and I had about 6 weeks ago. And just you could tell he had as many snaps that week after the open date as Martinez had. And not only did he throw it well, hell, he ran it pretty well, too. And, he's not known as the runner that Martinez is. A little bit like Kansas when they have to go with Bean at quarterback versus Jalen Daniels. A lot of the offense that Andy Kolumicki runs, he really can't run when he doesn't have Daniels healthy and available. He does now. And I think last week, even though they were shell-shocked early, and often by the Texas run game, their defense is banged up. I mean, a lot of teams are banged up this time of year. Hell, Michigan and Ohio State have running back issues going into their game. So everybody's hurt to some extent once we get into late November. But to answer your question, I think Kansas State is in a very strong position to close well and have a chance to give TCU all it wants in the Big 12 title game. That one will be a highly anticipated, enjoyable game to watch a second time because they put on a show the first time. Spencer and I were there for it, had a great seat on the 50-yard line. So, let me tell you this about Kansas, though. I really think with Jalen Daniels back and now with a game behind him, even though he was not as effective and they were getting, hammered pretty good, their defense, in the Texas game, I think that they will give a much greater showing for themselves in this game because they can install so much of what they were doing when they were scoring all those points the first five games. They run a combination of true option to go with the RPOs when Jalen Daniels is there. and it just diversifies their offense, makes them much, much harder to defend. And he's also a verbal and influencer. You know, he's a strong leader. Not that Bean isn't, but Bean just does not have that that locker room quite the way Jalen Daniels does, if you get my drift. And so I think we're going to get a very entertaining game tomorrow night. I do.
Tim Brando on the call for Fox. And K-State, a 12-point favorite, total of 62.5 at DraftKings. Tim, before the season, you were on the show with me in the afternoon. We were talking about some win totals. I played K-State over 6.5. And we talked about LSU over 6.5 as well. At that time, you said you thought LSU could win 10 games. How prophetic was that?
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people probably laughed at that and said, no way. LSU 9-2 going into this finale against Texas A&M. And do you think the Tigers and Brian Kelly can sneak into that fourth playoff spot?
Well, yeah, if they went out, absolutely they can.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how the committee could not allow them in if you've beaten Alabama when they were one and you've beaten Georgia when they're one. I mean, I know the two losses, you know, that's not been done in the playoff era, but it was done in the BCS era and it was done by LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some crazy things had to happen, including the backyard brawl, the West Virginia Pitt game when Rodriguez was there and at West Virginia, and you saw what they were able to pull off. That was one of the great upsets of the season, and LSU vaulted from 7-2, as I recall, when they won the SEC title against Tennessee back then for Les Miles. Yeah, I think if LSU wins out, that's really going to make it tough on the committee. No one is expecting that, and neither am I, to be honest with you. I think Georgia is too complete. But my thoughts on LSU were what they were because I knew the personnel was still pretty good. They just needed direction and discipline, and BK has provided that for them. As I recall, the other one I thought was that did you put your house on for Kansas +1.5?
You know what? You did. I remember you said that's your favorite win total play was Kansas over 1.5. It was actually bet up to 2.5. But the Jayhawks have flown over that number too.
They took care of that one, and yeah. I thought the most overrated team was A&M. So, you know, that clearly came out pretty good too. That's the other interesting aspect, Sean. Going back to what you were talking about, and let me just say this to you, Matt. I really think that that Jimbo Fisher didn't suddenly fall off a turnip truck and not become a good coach just in the last year and a half. But what's happened here is when you sell your soul on NIL alone and you've got nothing but 4- and 5-star players that are young, but they're not there for the right reasons. You've got to get some guys in there that are invested that want to play for Texas A&M. You know, you got to have guys that are there for the right reasons. I'm okay with players getting name, image, and likeness. I am, but you have got to find a combination of 3 stars to develop. And maybe even some of those 3 stars can be real leaders for what, you know, what Old State U and what Texas A&M really means. And I think that coaches that have gone this route with NIL because they have all of this revenue available to them, if they just want to make their alumni and their recruiting Knicks go crazy in the summer by winning all those recruiting battles, that's not going to get you anything if those players really don't buy in to what, you know, your system is all about. And I think that's what's happened to Jimbo.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I was raised to believe pride cometh before a fall, Tim, and Jimbo has convinced himself that he's this quarterback guru, and he's not. And instead of delegating that responsibility to someone who can fix the quarterback position, he continues to do it himself. Mm-hmm. Right quick, we only have about 1.5 minutes left. I think TCU is winning a national championship, Tim.
Wow.
And here's why.
I'm with you.
Here's why. Georgia, 16-6 versus Kentucky. They were down 22-12 in the fourth versus Missouri. Georgia's good, but they're not the Trayvon Walker, Quay Walker, N'Kobe Dean,
right.
Georgia.
Right.
Same thing with Ohio State. Tell me yes or no. TCU,
yeah.
National title.
Yeah, I think they can win it all. I absolutely do. And what they've done in coming back, and I go back to that game when they were down, you know, 18 points to Kansas State. They were down 17 points to Oklahoma State the week before. And people have talked about, well, they, you know, that fire drill they had before the field goal against Baylor, all these things. I'm like, well, these are attributes. These aren't liabilities. These are attributes. And their defense has answered the bell when they've had to. I mean, everybody had Texas winning that game, didn't they? I mean, everybody, all the pundits thought Texas is going to do this. They're going to pull this off. And their defense got the job done. So they've won in a variety of ways. And Dykes has just done an incredible job. I love his staff. Absolutely love his staff. And, yeah, I think they not only get into the playoff, but I think they can win the playoff. Absolutely.
All right. Follow him on Twitter at Tim Brando. He's going to have a lot of takes as the coaching carousel heats up. Right, Tim?
Rumor has it I had one last night on Lane.
I did see that. I did see that one last night on Twitter. All right, have a good call on Kansas State, man. Appreciate the time today.
You got it. All the best, fellas.
Tim Brando, one of the great voices of college football, outstanding analyst. He said before the season on a VSiN show with me and JVT, LSU can win 10 games.
Wow.
Tigers 9-2. Their win total was 6.5 going into the season. Back with more NFL talk here in a couple minutes.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Okay, here are the top horse racing plays from Express Bet handicapper Jeff Siegel, both from Del Mar. In the fifth race, Jeff likes number one, Carmen Miranda, at 3-1. And in the eighth race, Jeff has number eight, Eastbound, on top at 3-1. Bet those races and more at First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up today for the First Bet app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get $100 plus get a 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering in more than 300 tracks, the First Bet app is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. With secure payments, attentive customer service, and a reliable website, go to vsin.com/horses for details. On this exclusive offer for VSIN fans, plus more top plays for VSIN and ExpressBet handicappers, that's vsin.com/horses. Jimmy Ott loves to handicap the horses. He's also a sharp college football capper. And, Jimmy, you're in the heart of SEC country at ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, and also you do a lot of work for Bet Rivers. Before we jump into the game analysis, I'm going to ask you, we had Tim Brando on here at the top of the hour. He said he's tired of the whole Lane Kiffin song and dance. Do you think we saw Kiffin coach his last game last night in the Egg Bowl, the loss to Mississippi State?
Man, a lot of people are wondering the same thing. This thing is kind of going back and forth. He's taking shots at the reporter that said it was sort of a done deal. You know, he's a lot more charismatic in social media than he is actually in person. But I just think that, man, Auburn, you have to embrace those handful of boosters who run that entire athletic department. John Cohen comes down, former athletic director at Mississippi State, to make this hire. But, I mean, the guy that owns Yellowwood, the guy that owns Colonial Bank, they swing a bigger stick than he does. I think he's better than this. I think he is maxing out at Ole Miss. Last night was certainly a disappointment. But still, I mean, and he's complained about not having the resources, or he flat out said, it kind of seems like we get outbid a lot around here by A&M, Alabama, LSU, and Auburn, and some of the others. Auburn would give him more money, but man, Auburn is, they lead the country, and it's not even a close second on paying coaches not to coach. I mean, they make it brutally difficult you know, for you to just do your job. They're always in your business, and they overreact to the result of the Iron Bowl every year as well. So, I think he's better. I think an A&M job maybe eventually will open up. It's just a matter of time. Alabama, when's Nick going to do it? And I think Kiffin would be way more dangerous at a place like A&M or Bama than he would be at Auburn.
All right, well, you say Auburn leads the world in paying coaches not to coach. Maybe Texas A&M takes the lead on that soon. Who knows? We'll see what happens with Jimbo Fisher. All right, let's go to Texas. Baylor, Texas here, and the Bears catching 10 right now at Circa, 8.5, 9 at some other spots, including Bet Rivers. Which side do you like in the Baylor-Texas game?
Yeah, Texas just completely, you know, overmatched Kansas last week. They just ran the ball 500 yards against the Jayhawks in Lawrence, but they are not a great of a favorite. And Baylor and Aranda, minus the last drive where he ran just to use TCU's last three timeouts. No excuse for that. You want to lose with your offense on the field and not with TCU's offense on the field. But this is just too many points. Baylor is a much better line of scrimmage team. They should be able to, you know, resist that Longhorn pass, you know, that Longhorn rushing attack. I think it's going to be a very competitive game, as usually is with Texas, and sort of their emotion and focus. The intensity seems to kind of wane at times when they don't have some of the marquee games. I think it's going to be much closer than a 10-point spread. I like it moving up. I'm taking Baylor plus a 10.
Tulane travels to Cincinnati. Winner hosts the American Athletic Conference title game next week. Tulane's got a great defense. Outstanding running back Tajay Spears. Some question marks for Cincy at quarterback. Is Ben Bryant going to play? If not, does it make a difference? Because Evan Prater, I think, Jimmy, is the highest-rated recruit in Cincinnati Bearcat football history. What's your take on this AAC clash?
You know, a lot of times in this these type of big games, and this is a big stage that Tulane's just not used to being on. And so, you know, Cincinnati is a much more regular participant in these type of games. But I just think that it's sort of this big circle, this big last opportunity with so many of the marquee names moving from the American to the Big 12. This is just a once-in-a-lifetime type of opportunity for this program. Willie Fritz came over from Georgia Southern. I thought Tulane was fortunate to land him when they could, because they've had a lot of coaches that have struggled down in Uptown New Orleans. But Pratt looked great against SMU last Thursday night. They have a little bit of the mini-bye. They actually have a better defense than Cincinnati, although it's slight. And they're highly disciplined on defense as well. They went four games before they had a penalty on the defensive side of the ball. And Michael Pratt is, man, he looked like Tim Tebow running through arm tackles last week against SMU. Cincinnati's way tougher on defense. But I just think this game means a little bit more to the greenies here, and I like them catching the 1.5, and I love Willie Fritz. So experienced quarterback, experienced coach in an inexperienced spot, but I think they really value this spot. I'm taking Tulane plus the 1.5. Hullabaloo, Sean.
Absolutely. And that's Bet Rivers content director, host of ESPN 104.5 to FM down there in Baton Rouge, putting his rubber stamp on Tulane today. I love it. Listen, Sam Pittman just got bowl eligible. Arkansas kicked Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss's butt. However, they're going to Memorial Stadium down there in Columbia, Missouri. Eli Drinkwitz just got an extension there at 5 wins, trying to get to 6. Do they get it done, or do you like the visiting Razorbacks?
Well, these athletic directors love digging themselves a hole, huh, with these buyouts, potentially, huh? I mean, they just love it. When's the last time the athletic director has beaten an agent like Jimmy Sexton? So, anyway, all about K.J. Jefferson, man. I think this coordinator tandem that Arkansas has with Browse on offense and Odom on defense is top-notch. And Jefferson didn't play against State. He didn't play against LSU. And it's a big drop-off. He comes back last week, and they roll. So, I mean, they pulled the plug. It was 42-6 in the third quarter before they just took their foot off the gas and gave up some garbage points and garbage yards to Ole Miss last week. It's all about K.J. Jefferson. I'll lay the short number on the road here, -4, with the Hogs.
I'll stand in that same conference. Don't look now, but Vandy's acting like they actually deserve to be in the SEC. Back-to-back wins in that Eastern Division versus Kentucky and Florida. Now they have Tennessee coming to town, minus Hendon Hooker, unfortunately. The Heisman contender tore his ACL in that loss to South Carolina. Does Vandy make it 3 in a row, or you think the Vols come into town and roll?
Yeah, you're right. We've been trying to kick them out of the SEC for a long time, but they just won't leave. You know, that equal distribution of the revenue in the SEC just keeps them hanging around. But, no, man, who's more excited to play right now? This is almost a minor bowl. And, who wants to be there more? Vandy is sky high. Tennessee, all of a sudden, it was a formality. They were going to win their last 3, as they do every year when the schedule softens late in the season. But, man, they got bum-rushed. And look, give Spencer Rattler credit. I mean, it was a career day for him. He was on fire, and it just never stopped. But Tennessee is just completely deflated at this point in Vandy. If you'd have asked me just a week ago, I'd have said, no way I'm taking 14.5 with Vanderbilt. But right now, no, this is kind of a minor bowl. Vandy is playing to get into a bowl. And now, even though probably more than half the tickets have been sold to Tennessee fans in Nashville, I like Vandy in this spot. Who's more excited? I look at it as a minor bowl. Give me the double digits. And all of a sudden, hot Vanderbilt Commodores.
14.
Yeah, 14. A lot of points, yeah, man. No respect. Joe Milton, can he keep it going? I don't think so. I'm with you. Hey, last one we got. Brett Bielema not getting a lot of national credit for the job he's doing in Illinois. I mean, they went to the Big House last week and almost upset the apple cart. It took a Jake Moody 35-yard field goal with 30 seconds left for Michigan to make it to tomorrow's showdown unscathed. Illinois now gets Northwestern. Where do you stand in this game?
You know, it was almost as if the Illini were looking ahead against in the games against Michigan State, where Michigan State had eight guys out after that incident in the shoot in Ann Arbor. And Purdue, against a really good Illinois defense, kind of moved the ball consistently throughout the afternoon. But they played Michigan, gave them all they could handle, and probably should have won the game. I think they'll be back. Chase Brown was back. He looked good last week. You know, over 300 touches. It does concern you for a guy of a back of that size. But, I mean, they just outclassed Northwestern. Northwestern was able to good job on Matt last week. Purdue as a favorite? No, Purdue's a dog. They usually cover. So they kept it close for Northwestern. That's not uncharacteristic for the Boilermakers to kind of keep a lesser opponent hanging around. So I think Illinois gets back. I am worried about them putting that close loss behind them in Ann Arbor and going to Evanston, but they just completely outclassed them. DeVito has had a solid year coming over from Syracuse. I think Illinois gets back on track and beats the Wildcats.
All right, it's Jimmy Ott, Bet Rivers content director, ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, at Jimmy Ott, 10:45. Jimmy, last 25 seconds. Give me a cap of LSU laying 9.5 or 10 at Texas A&M.
Well, part of being a capper is following cappers in their good angles, and nobody knows the rainbows like Howie Madden. We've been on them, covering the last 6 out of 7. Man, that week zero, horrible performance against Vandy, is buried their point spread value. Man, Timmy Chang has done one of the better jobs coaching. We're going to take a double digits again against San Jose State.
That's right. Hawaii plus 15.5 against San Jose. All right, Jimmy Ott, thanks. Appreciate the time. We're going to wrap it up with our best bets here on Follow the Money.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.